kinds of clubs, Ultimate Frisbee Club.
Would you say that most kids participated in a club or a sport?
No. I mean, a lot of kids did. Like, I mean, football was is really big there, so a lot of, and anyone could be on the football team, so it's pretty large.
What do you mean, anybody? There was no tryouts?
Nope. If you wanted to play, you could play. Didn't mean you'd actually play in the game, but you could go to practice, I suppose. But yeah, no, there was no actual tryouts for football. There were for everything else. Lacrosse was a pretty big sport too. A lot of people played lacrosse. I wouldn't say majority of the people were in a club though. A lot of people were, but a lot of people weren't. It was just kind of, you go, leave. Go to football games, go to lacrosse games, maybe.
Could you tell me more about how the team league thing works?
It's through the Roswell Recreation Facility. I don't know, it's the Roswell Rec. And just any group of students, I guess you had to be high school students, any group of high school students could just go and form a team. And I know it was a certain amount of money to be a team, but it wasn't expensive. And you had different games. We had to forfeit a lot because not very many people ever showed up. But yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Were there more sports than just basketball?
Basketball and softball were the main ones. I don't know if they had anything else. They might have. Those are just two I did.
Were they co-ed or?
No. Same sex. I don't think they had any co-ed teams. But, I mean, it wasn't like really a big deal. Just mostly for fun. It wasn't, well, some people were super competitive, but for the most part, it was people who couldn't play but just wanted to.
Now, how would you compare that with maybe the program that they ran for the littler kids? Did that have a different name? I mean,
Yeah, it was different than the other. Like, for the young kids, there were like actual real teams with a coach, and I guess we had referees, but it was a bigger deal, or it was more structured, I suppose, for the younger kids. More serious. Team League was just kind of like whoever wanted to do it, and whenever they wanted to show up, was fine.
Do you say a lot of people did the youth one, maybe more so than they did the team one?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. A lot of people did Teen League, just either they had played, I guess they might have played rec before, or they had played at their school, or they had never played before and they just wanted to. I don't know of a lot of, I can maybe think of two people who played on rec teams when they were younger. A lot of people, soccer, there's Santos, is a soccer team in Roswell. Yeah, a lot of people played on that. But I don't think that was through the rec. That was something different, I think. It might be through the rec for all I know. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll ask you one more question. Can you think of anything that's happened in Roswell while you were living here that you might like to comment on for future generations?
Don't be in parks after dark. I don't know. That I would like to comment on. I don't know. there's nothing. I mean, I think living in Roswell, people can take advantage of being relatively close to Atlanta. And I don't know. It's a safe place to live for the most part. Yeah, no, I don't really have any advice for them.
That's fine. That's not really advice. It's just any closing comments. Any comments?
Yeah, that's about it.
Alright. You can keep talking if you want. I don't remember how to safely set this thing to off, so I have to find a little